Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I know you are too, because you are here with us and we are talking about organizing our mind today.
Man. I have a lot of trouble with this sometimes.
Here's the thing, is I literally cannot function in life if my mind is cluttered. And it also goes the other way. If my environment is cluttered, my mind is a reflection of that.
Oh, that's big. That reminds me of back when we were feng shuiing everything.
And this is where I feel like Jason and I work against each other. Because...
Guilty.
I find myself constantly picking up and cleaning up after you. Mm. Now, I know that my spaces need just as much cleaning. However, I find myself constantly picking up your, you know, putting the peanuts away or picking up socks.
Socks and shoes.
Socks and shoes I pick up at least once a day, if
paper.
Not twice a day.
I love
moving
paper.
Papers.
Paper and books. I love paper and books.
Jason
out
prints
on my desk.
Out everything. He hasn't quite made the leap to looking at things on the computer.
That whole digital thing just makes me crazy. It's like, when am I going to run out of space on my computer?
When are you going to run out of space on your desk?
Yeah.
Because many times we share a desk. We're constantly moving to different
studios,
workspaces.
And, yeah.
And it feels to me like... I spend the first hour cleaning up the space.
You know what's funny is...
So that I can think straight.
I know that there's something in me that's a lack mentality about information and about books and paper.
You hoard it.
I do. And the thing is...
And you never go back to it.
I don't go back to it. I print it out and I read it. I might read it twice, but then I keep it close in case I need it. And then 6 months later... It's like, okay, pass, put it in the shredder.
Why?
Send it to the recycler.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Trust yourself to retain it?
Maybe that's it. But there's something in me that I'm constantly battling with about having it available, having it close. And that it's a sickness. Like it's something that I see all the time, and I know where things are if I ever want to go back to them.
Is we will, I mean, I feel like sometimes a harping wife, because I'll say, Jason, we have to clean the space. I can't think. And I know you can't either. And you think you can. That's the thing, is you think you can. You think you thrive like that.
I don't know that I thrive like that, but I do know that I feel like I can stay focused because
it's not about staying focused. It's about becoming optimal.
I know. Wow. Hitting hard.
Not that I'm harping on
you.
No,
you're not harping. It's hitting truth. It's hitting those truth buttons in me about, and also it's hitting those things that I know that I want to improve, but I don't put the work in to improve.
Here's where Jason and I, we almost work against each other. But we're trying to help each other. It is the gift of the magi. It goes back to the gift of the magi, because Jason will hop up and cook and he makes our meals a lot of times. And if it wasn't for Jason, I wouldn't eat.
You would overeat.
Now, here's the thing is that Jason many times will cook, but he leaves all sorts of crumbs
cooking
and
chaos.
Salt and pepper and things out on the counter and dishes. I do dishes at least twice a day. At least twice a day. So it's almost like I'm cleaning constantly and he feels like he's cooking constantly. However, if I didn't have Jason, I wouldn't eat. And if he didn't have me...
I wouldn't have dishes.
He wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I know.
You would be living it. You wouldn't know where anything is, ever.
See, that's your perception that I wouldn't know where it is. I would know where it is. It's because it's out and I see it.
But you would spend time having, you couldn't just go in and make a quick meal.
Right.
Because you would have to be cleaning up.
I'd have to clean the dishes that I need for the moment and then do it. Yeah, it would be a chaos. I know this. When you went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks, I felt like the hymns were coming out of everything.
Yes.
I was like, how do I get Merry Maids in here a couple days in a row before Jana gets back? Because I can't let her know that this is what happened.
You know, I used to have Merry Maids come to my dorm room in college, and everyone thought that that was ridiculous. They're like, you live in a 6x6 foot space. And I was like, I know, but I want someone to come in and vacuum and really clean. I like to have things nice and clean. It makes me feel like I am organized. And I've been watching these, you know, I'm trying to learn to trade in the stock market. And many of the videos that I've been watching, one in particular started out clean mind or clean space equals a clean mind.
Yeah. And you said that. So long.
It's energy.
It is energy.
It is energy. And it reflects both ways. So if I have a clean mind, I usually have a clean space. And if I have a clean space, I usually have a clear mind.
It's almost like I imagine a river because I'm very visual. And the rocks in the river are the clutter. And that causes all this commotion. Yeah, excitement maybe. But it's not fluid excitement. It's kind of, it's chaotic excitement, like where you would whitewater raft over it. But if I can clean the space and keep it that way, then I have a nice, smooth, flowing river.
In fact, I feel that our house says a lot about the different areas of our life. So for me, I think of my art room as creativity. Creativity. And right now, if you go into my art room, I have so many unfinished projects. Unfinished projects. And I also go in there and I see all of these great ideas that I started. And then I feel stuck almost because there's so many of them. So I go in there and I almost get overwhelmed because I'm like, I don't know which route to pick. I don't know which one to work on. So it's funny how that space reflects where I'm at right now creatively.
Creatively.
I stumbled on, I even stumbled on the word. See how that works?
Yeah, all those letters jumbled up in there.
And then I go through other areas of my life where it feels, you know, like, wow, this is really organized. Like this, I've got it going on here. Like is that piano. Weird?
Your piano is very organized. You've got your music sheets right in one place. You've got the keys right there. It's very clean and nothing impeding you.
Yeah. And I would think of music as harmony in my life. So I do feel very harmonious.
You got the kitchen.
I almost stumbled on that word too, but I thought I was in my head.
The kitchen is like health, right?
Yeah, the kitchen is health. And if you go into our pantry is very organized. And in fact, our refrigerator is really, really spotless.
Thank you.
And so you're welcome. You're welcome. And here's the thing is Jason will go to the grocery store, come home and unload things. And then I will go in and I will
rearrange
so that they go in because I feel like
it's like
drawers.
The Brady Bunch. Got to rearrange.
Because the drawers have little words on them. I don't know if you've ever noticed
that. Like that word compost at the bottom drawer where the vegetables go to die and melt.
Because we forget they're there.
Right.
But I know that's where the vegetables are.
Yeah. It's so far down for me.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's like my bottom desk drawer. I'm like, what's in there? That's the stuff that I don't know what to do with.
Right?
And it just hides in there until I go to clean it out one day. And then most of it goes in the garbage anyway.
Have you ever gone to go like open one of those drawers and you pick something up and you go, wow, I forgot that this was even here. And then you pick it up and there's juice underneath.
It's melted all over you.
Because that happened with the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that smells
good. I went to pick those up the other day. I was literally cleaning the refrigerator, getting all of the crumbs and everything out from the drawers. And when I picked up the Brussels sprouts, I was like, ooh, these are a little juicy.
Mmm, they've already smoothied themselves.
Yeah, that's not good.
I would love the refrigerator that has the drawers that actually kind of self move themselves up on occasion. Like every day the drawers start
rotate.
Moving. So you always have to check the drawers. Like, okay, where's the drawer today? And now I never have those vegetables in the bottom drawer that are just melting on
me. Okay, now listen to what you're even saying. Listen to what you're saying. You're trying to confuse yourself.
I know. Well, it would be better because I don't look in the bottom drawer. I don't know why that is for me.
Would you want that with your bookshelf?
No. I need all those books where I have them in a spot.
Would you want that with your desk paper piles? You know what? I'm just going to go in and rotate them and move them around.
It's like Jana has come in here and cleaned.
You get so angry when I do that.
Jana's come in here and cleaned and reorganized things, and I knew where everything was.
So why would you want that with the refrigerator? It's like you're purposely.
I think it's because I know how much vegetables cost, and I'm like, when I put things down there because it's what's the label on the drawer,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, I totally forgot to keep going in there. Like the salad and the Brussels sprouts and the cucumbers go quick.
But we're talking about organizing our mind.
I know.
And we're talking about organizing our space. And there is a connection.
There is. That's me creating havoc for myself.
It's the same with, you know, even our weight. I hate to use this as an example because I don't want to go all over the place, but our weight is a reflection of our emotions and how we feel. And it's the same with the clutter in our space is a reflection of what we're thinking, our thoughts.
We attract what we are.
We create what we are.
And what we are creates our surroundings.
Yes. Even with friends, you look at your friends and you start looking around and you go,
look at all my chaotic friends.
Wow. I might need to clean up my act here a little bit so that I can create and attract. I know we all have issues and whatnot, but it's so true.
If we don't have issues, you're the issue.
It starts from within. It starts from within. However, our external environment is a reflection.
Yes. God, that's so huge. I'm going to be better. And that's going to be one of my intentions is about clean space, and just having that, I would say, I guess, easy train of thought, like clear the tracks.
And I also feel like I know for myself, I've been writing in my journal. I've been telling Jason, I know he sometimes is like, can you just be my wife? I don't really feel like I need a client right now. And I'm like, but I need a life coach. That's what I need. So I'm often telling him, I don't feel like I know exactly which direction I'm going in. I don't feel it in my head. If everything feels a little foggy, everything feels a little cloudy. And so for me, the way I'm taking control is I'm trying to change and really clean up my space because that helps me internally, but it goes both ways. And I just had an aha moment that I really need to probably start from within.
Yeah. Well, I see you, kind of make all that progress and choose what you want when you choose to clean. Like you're like, I'm on this. And then I'm like, oh crap, I gotta clean because it's kind of feels weird to have you cleaning everything, like taking care of me so
much.
And
this is where instead of working against each other, we could really help each other.
I know. I'm visualizing this plan in my head right now of how this works much better than the way I've been participating. It's like almost like I've been pulling sideways on the tug of war rope. Like, it's not like I'm pulling against you. I've been pulling sideways, which takes a lot of momentum out of our
of where pull. We both want to go.
I see it clear.
So it's attaching the values. Okay, if we want to work on our business and really make progress, then we need to keep things clean and clutter-free.
And sometimes we just have to go back to the very basics. Like when you buy a clean car, like sometimes when I buy a car, I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. It's nice and clean.
It's so clean. It's oh,
I feel
got
that
a way.
I feel that way with a new phone or a new computer. I'm like, yes. Oh gosh. And in fact, I get
Don't
angry.
Transfer the data.
I get angry when Jason, the first couple times that Jason gets on there, I still get angry when Jason uses my computer or anyone uses my computer. Cause I'm like, no, you're saving a bunch of crap and you're putting it in places. And then I have to go up and I have to clean it.
I got to find it. I have to clean it.
And then
either get it off or put it in the right file.
Yeah. And if I'm just like tootling around and all of a sudden I see, where'd this photo come from? Ah!
Who's been taking pictures of their nose and teeth on
or
my phone?
Why is this website bookmarked? I have a system. I have a system.
We may go back to that bookmark one day.
Oh, gosh. Clean space.
Clean
equals
mind.
Clean mind. Clean mind equals
progress.
We'll stop there. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.